Since 9/11, the Iraqi war, Hollywood has doled out a steady stream of Guantanamo and War on Terror movies, most of which have railed against bad U.S. foreign policy from the perspective of good American movies such as Rendition, Lions for Lambs, The Report, and Camp X-Ray. The Mauritanian is different in that it is based on Salahi's first-hand account, Guantanamo Diary, published in 2015. As such, it puts a sympathetic Muslim person of color at its center rather than a hand-wringing white American. This afternoon, we talk about that with Muazzam Beg, who's well-known to the listeners of Radio Islam International. Outreach Director at Cage UK. He speaks to us live from the UK. Muazzam, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and Ramadan Mubarak to you and your listeners.
Ramadan Mubarak to you also and all those at Cage and the Muslim community of the United Kingdom. The Mauritanian is getting huge acclaim globally. Tell us about the man it is based on.
Yeah, so it's based on a Mauritanian national called Mohamed Walid Salahi, or Ould Salahi, who was taken from his home in Mauritania by Mauritanian security services and then handed over to various intelligence agencies that took him on a series of journeys, I mean, of detention without trial, going from taken to Jordan and then to Bagram, which is where I very briefly met him when I was held by the Americans without charge. And then he was sent to Guantanamo, where shockingly he was held for 14 years without charge or trial.
How did his story get told?
Interestingly, the actor Benedict Cumberbatch, who's in Hollywood, actually read his book, and his book is called Guantanamo Diary. Guantanamo Diary was, again, amazingly became a bestseller, even though Mohamedou was in prison when it was published. And it was published by letters and writings that he'd made in prison that were sent to his lawyer, but were also heavily redacted. So the original book had many parts of it that were redacted. When Benedict Cumberbatch read this book and saw about the campaign about him that was taking place, he approached Kevin MacDonald, who's the director, a very famous director in Hollywood, to make a film about this. And that's essentially how his book became made into a film.
Yes. There are many who could not get to live to tell this story. You witnessed it firsthand in Bagram, right? You also made reference to the meeting with Mohamedou there. Perhaps is there anything that you could recall from that?
Only that, I mean, I just literally, it's just by qadr that I just spoke to Mohamedou literally, you know, half an hour ago. I was talking to him, and he's just the character of the person is exactly, you see him in the film, and in life he's even larger than that as a person. When I briefly met him, he just, I think, been brought over from Jordan, and it was a time where in Bagram it was very, very difficult for all the prisoners. As I said, as you know, I saw two prisoners killed there. And he was pretty quiet at the time. A group had come over, and I knew this was a rendition flight. And they just shaved off their hair and shaved off their beards and put them in these jumpsuits. Shortly after that, he was taken off to Guantanamo. So there wasn't a great deal of interaction. But Mohamedou is actually very well known amongst the prisoners in Guantanamo for his character, that he's very soft, he's very kind, he's memorized the Quran. The last thing he enjoys or talking or seeing is violence, either violence committed against anybody or against himself. He just simply opposed to it totally.
On a personal level, Muazzam, from your perspective, have you managed to gain closure on your time in Guantanamo? Have you been able to return to somewhat normal day-to-day life?
No, it's impossible. I chose to campaign against Guantanamo and the war on terrorism, so that's impossible. That's not going to happen now. The only closure will come when I reach my grave. I think there'll be no closure in this. This is an ongoing thing, and even if Guantanamo stops, the Guantanamoization of the war on terrorism and its consequences, I can't see them stopping in my lifetime.
Yes, that is the reality and the impact of what you've had to experience. Didn't Obama say he would close Guantanamo? Trump too? Why is it still open?
Because Obama simply couldn't follow through on his promise. And even though Joe Biden was his vice president at the time, He said that he'd like to close Guantanamo. Myself and six other former Guantanamo prisoners, who are all authors, including Muhammad Walid Salahi, we wrote a letter that was published in the New York Review of Books, an open letter to Biden calling on him to close the prison, and also offered him an 8-point plan, a roadmap of how he can close it. So, you know, if there's a will, there's a way. That's pretty much it. And I'm thinking about in Obama's time, the will was not strong enough to pave the way.
This movie that has now been published and the diaries that were written before this, does it assist in some way in changing the narrative or putting the perspective or the story of those who had been oppressed in Guantanamo forward to the world?
Well, yeah, you rightly mentioned all these different films that have addressed Guantanamo in some way or the other, but this is different because in all those other films, the main character, i.e. the prisoners, have been a byword or simply an afterthought, whereas in this case, this is based exactly on Muhammadu. He's the central character. It's about him. Yes, there are lawyers and there are prosecutors who take the limelight because they are, you know, but Americans, as it were. But this is Muhammadu Walid Salahi telling his story from his. You get to see the person as he is, as he sees himself, as he presents himself. And the fact that it happens through the big screen is a game changer, in my view, because the other films, like you said, like Camp X-Ray or Rendition or the others, even The Report, they're good films, but it doesn't personalize anybody, it doesn't humanize anybody, and that's the difference.
Yes, certainly. We hope that one day we'll, within our lifetime, witness the closure of this, and you continue with the great work, Muazzam, the work that you're doing, standing up for those that have been oppressed and those who are, you know, getting the short end of the stick across the globe. Jazakumullah khair for sharing your thoughts with us this afternoon. We always appreciate your time on Radio Islam.
Barakallahu
feek. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. That was Muazzam Baik chatting to us this afternoon about the Mauritanian. It's based on the Mauritanian diaries, and obviously this is the true story of a Mauritanian who was detained, was taken from Mauritania to Jordan and from there to Bagram in Iraq and then from there to Guantanamo. This particular individual came to South Africa also recently, Muhammadu Walid Salahi. So they carry the scar of having to spent such a long time in prison. And as he said, that life can never be the same after this.